My guest is Amanda Horn with the Nevada Museum of Art. She's the communications director at the museum, and something exceptional is coming to our community starting on August 22nd. Thank you so much for making time to come in, Amanda. I know you're crazy busy.
I am, but this is important to be here, so thanks for having me.
Well, we all know the museum exhibits have been closed for the past couple of weeks. Museum school is open, Chez Louis is open, but you are getting ready for a massive undertaking that is a museum-wide exhibition devoted to our beloved Lake Tahoe.
That's right. So the exhibition is called Tahoe, A Visual History, and it literally is that. It is a complete, comprehensive art history of art related to Lake Tahoe, Donner Pass, and the surrounding Sierra region. Just to kind of give you an idea of the scale, it is museum-wide. What that means is that it's over 15,000 square feet of gallery space, 400-plus art objects by 175 artists, spanning 200 years of cultural production.
And you've got about 3 weeks to put this together.
That's right. Yeah, it's been in the making for 5 years.
Wow.
But now, yes, it is kind of down to the wire. And we have been, that's why we had to close all of the galleries, because in order to install the exhibition, we had to take all the other art out, paint the walls, can build new walls in some cases, build cases, put vinyl text up. I mean, it's quite extraordinary and a massive undertaking. And rather than open it in segments, you know, we really wanted to give the exhibition the full story to everyone all at once. And in order to do that, we had to close the galleries for a couple of weeks.
And this has never been done before. An exhibit devoted to Lake Tahoe at this scale, never been done before.
This has never been done before. And the reason that Ann Wolf is our senior curator, when she conceived of this show, she had really thought about, you know, when you think of Yosemite or you think of the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls, you know, an image comes into your head almost immediately. And this is true for people kind of all over the planet. And the reason those images come into our head is because we have a familiar understanding of the art made and inspired by these places. And for Lake Tahoe, there had never been an art history put together. There wasn't an art history book that was kind of a foundational text for art historians to build off of. And there had never been an exhibition that really wove together the entire narrative of the region through the lens of art. And what better institution to do that than the Nevada Museum of Art? Tahoe is part of our region. We all depend on the water. It's part, you know, we live in the watershed. And so that's why she started putting it together.
It's going to be fascinating. We have several categories to talk about. We're going to go through this pretty quickly, but don't panic. Head to the website, nevadaart.org. That's nevadaart.org. You can see everything you need to know about Tahoe, A Visual History. It opens on the 22nd and runs through January 10th. Now, we'll talk about a big, exciting event for members coming up on the 22nd. But first, let's get into what we're going to be seeing at the museum. We've got basketry, mapping and early sketches, paintings from the 19th century, modern paintings, architecture, and, of course, photography. What I'm kind of intrigued by is the mapping, early sketches of the lake.
Yes, the way that the exhibition is presented is chronologically, but also somewhat thematically. So you start to see these sketches. John Fremont, as we know, was the first Euro-American to see Lake Tahoe. And he saw it in 1844. You know, he came up over the ridge and he saw it. He was on a tour with Charles Proust, who was making maps. And so they were truly trying to map the Sierra and figure out what the heck is out here, right? I mean, we still have trouble figuring out the layout today. So you can imagine being an uncharted territory for these early map makers. So you'll see in some of these sketches and maps that the lake went through several iterations. Of course, we know Tahoe, the name, is from the original Washoe name. It's a shortened version of that. I'm not going to try to pronounce that on the radio because I will not do it justice. But you will see that in the exhibition panel whenever you come. Tahoe is a similar word to the Washoe word, which means edge of the lake, because they lived at the edge of the lake. But when the Euro-Americans came, they, you know, first called it Mountain Lake, right? Just very simple. There's a mountain lake. And then it became like Bonpland. Or Bonpland. And then there was Lake Bigler, which was California's governor, Lake Bigler at the time. That was short-lived.
I'm glad that didn't stay.
Right. It doesn't have the same sex appeal, really.
No,
I don't think so. No, Tahoe is really comprehensive and gives, again, the credit where credit's due to the Washoe people, who were the lake's first inhabitants. So it's interesting to see these sketches and maps, because you see those different iterations of the name. And then that is presented in a section along with 19th century historical paintings.
Now, these are fascinating. Some of them look totally foreign to what we see when we look at the lake today.
That's right. And there's a reason for that. At the time, the style of painting, particularly for these paintings, the Hudson River style, it was the fashion to make nature better than nature and to really showcase the sublime in nature. So
interesting.
The painters really wanted to illustrate God's divinity and God's handiwork in the paintings. So sometimes if that meant that they needed to make the sunset brighter or move Mount Rose over or put a waterfall where maybe there wasn't a waterfall, then they took those artistic liberties in order to really accentuate God's creation. And that was really the style of the day. Also, you know, people did not know what Lake Tahoe looked like. You know, many of these painters were coming from the East Coast. As people were moving west, you know, Tahoe and Donner Pass in particular really became this symbol of manifest destiny. You know, it was this obstacle that needed to be surmounted in order to cross over. But it also, it was this majestic beauty. So you'll see these kind of conflicting and also similar emotions and ideas presented in the various paintings that are there.
Wow. It's going to be awesome. We're talking with Amanda Horn from the Nevada Museum of Art. Tahoe of Visual History opens on the 22nd. That's a members-only party. And then it will run through January 10th at the Nevada Museum of Art. It's a museum-wide exhibition curated by Ann M. Wolf, and it's exclusive to the Nevada Museum of Art. Now, let's take those 19th century paintings, Amanda, and contrast them with what contemporary artists have done with Lake Tahoe.
Yes. So as you move through the narrative, you see the rise of the resort and leisure culture, and then you see contemporary artists both inspired by but also contemplating what is going on at the lake currently in terms of global issues, drought, fire management in particular, and transportation. Transportation is also a real concern and issue. And so through contemporary photography, as well as some contemporary paintings and sculptures, primarily three commissions from the sculptor Maya Lin, who is dealing with water. She's best known for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, but that was early in her career. And since then, she's gone on to do a number of things.
Now, that's exciting. You, the museum itself, commissioned the three pieces.
We did. Three different sculptures by Maya Lin. One of them is a relief sculpture. So that's on the wall, made out of stainless steel pins. And she's illustrated the entire lake and all of the tributaries that flow into it. Then she also has a glass sculpture, which are based off the Sochi discs that measure lake clarity.
Ah.
And that inspired the style of the glass sculptures that she did that deal with lake clarity in various years. And then also a marble sculpture that deals with lake levels and kind of how the disappearing lake levels are, you know, are being impacted by the drought and climate change.
I can't wait to see this. I cannot wait.
Yeah, I know. It's really exciting. I've had the privilege to be able to, of course, be behind the scenes a little bit. And it's really fascinating to watch it all come together. And I have learned so much. And really, that's what we intend for people in our community, people who travel here. It is one of America's most beloved landscapes. And to be able to really understand how it has evolved through art history really helps you understand your place. You know, from your understanding of place, you come to respect it and revere it at a more deep and intimate level. And then you develop an emotional connection to it. And that's what art can give you that facts can't.
I can't think of a better way to explore how we feel about the lake and what the lake means to us than through art.
Absolutely. And that's really that's the point. And, you know, and in conjunction with the exhibition, and we've published Whiskey Rizzoli out of New York, a 488-page art book, a hardcover book that has about 15 different contributing scholars, basket scholars, 19th century historical scholars, our own curators, Bill Fox and Ann Wolf and Colin Robertson, have put together various essays. Many of the contemporary artists have submitted their own essays, and it really is a comprehensive art history and narrative in book form. So you can also take that home. It's for sale at the Nevada Museum of Art store, and it's really extraordinary. It weighs about 10 pounds. That's a very heavy book.
We're talking with Amanda Horn from the Nevada Museum of Art. Tahoe of Visual History comes to the museum August 22nd through January 10th. There's a lot to deal with. It's a museum-wide exhibition. If you need more details, head to the website nevadaart.org. That's nevadaart.org. Now, Amanda, tell me a couple more of the highlights of the exhibition.
So we have the largest collection of Washoe baskets that have ever been assembled in one place. For basket enthusiasts out there, you'll recognize the name Louisa Kaiser, also known as Dot Solah Lee. And just from Dot Solah Lee alone, we have 20 baskets.
Wow.
And that does not include Skies Bryant and other very well-known basket scholars, or basket weavers, rather. And you see early baskets, utilitarian baskets, and then you see the baskets that they moved to in art form, which Louisa Kaiser was responsible for. And then also photography. We have a number of contemporary photographers, including some well-known, like Peter Gowan in our region, and also Elizabeth Carmel, and then, of course, many other photographers. Ansel Adams, there's an Ansel Adams in the show. Dorothea Lange. I mean, there are really photographers you never even knew went to Tahoe are presented here, as well as contemporary.
It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful event. Now, if you're a member of the Nevada Museum of Art, you are in luck. If you're not a member, there's time to become a member because there's a special opening for members only on the 22nd from 6 to 9, featuring beautiful bluegrass band Steep Canyon Rangers. I think I'd become a member just so I could go to this event.
I know, right? So, and not only will you get to see the Steep Canyon Rangers, which are Grammy-winning bluegrass band, you will also get to meet several of the artists who are involved in the show, in addition to the scholars and lenders who all contributed to this amazing exhibition. And that, again, is only available if you are a member. And it's so inexpensive, Dana, to become a member of the Nevada Museum of Art. For one person, it's like $45 for the entire year. A family membership is $65. And there are breaks if you're a senior or a student. So really, if there was ever a time, if you've been on the fence about joining us at the Nevada Museum of Art, this is the time to become a member.
Do it right now, and you can get into the opening for the Tahoe exhibit with the Steep Canyon Rangers. You can become a member online or head down to the museum. The opening is August 22nd from 6 to 9. Free for members only, head to nevadaart.org. Amanda, thanks to you, thanks to Ann Wolf, thanks to everybody at the museum for tackling such an immense project. It's going to be beloved. The community is going to love it. I cannot wait.
Yes, we're really excited. We hope everybody comes out.
Again, information at nevadaart.org. That's nevadaart.org for Tahoe, a visual history, August 22nd through January 10th.